Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Paying the bills due to government inflation, inflating the money supply. Those are some of the things we've discussed here tonight with you in the studio. It's Ian.
It's Bonnie and Nikki.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts as well. Of course, phones are open here every night at 603-283-6160. We also talked about skimpflation, which is not the same thing as shrinkflation. Shrinkflation is where companies sneakily try to slim down product packaging in order to keep the price the same on the shelves, while skimpflation is where they're skimping out on quality. They're reformulating. They're putting in more water into certain products.
I don't like that word. Every time you say it, my brain is thinking scrimp, and I'm like, isn't it scrimp? And I'm like, wait, no, it's skimp, like you're saying.
Scrimping would be like scrimp and save, right?
Oh, okay, that's why. Okay, I was like, I was thinking it was like the silly way to say shrimp that keeps popping in my head.
So you want to comment on that, you're welcome to, but we're going to go to your phone calls first here. We got Matt. He's on the line. He is in New Hampshire. He is the one of the creators of the New Hampshire Independence PAC, which is a fundraising organization for freedom lovers here in New Hampshire that are running for office that also are willing to support New Hampshire independence, that is to say, secession from a peaceful one from the United States. Matt, welcome. What's on your mind?
Ian, Bonnie, and Nikki, thank you so much for having me tonight, guys. I had a question for y'all. What, do you guys have any plans Friday night?
Yes, I almost said Nikki. Bonnie and I are planning to go to the New Hampshire independence party, I guess. I don't know if you would call it a party, but it's a gathering of some sort that you and some others are
I was going to go to the hot dog party, but...
The hot dog party?
I meant to say hot tub, but it did kind of come out like hot dog.
There might be a hot tub there. I don't know.
I think that's the name for the vending chair.
Yeah, I'm joking. I'm going to the independence thing at the warehouse.
That's correct. Yeah, we have the NYPAC Independence Summit as part of the We're Free Fair at the warehouse this Friday night. Festivities will be beginning at 4, and then we have 4 presenters speaking this Friday night. We have a great presentation. We have Elliot Axelman and Stephen Billy from the Foundation of New Hampshire Independence.
Good.
We have Jordan Cannon from the Connecticut River 8 and the New Switzerland Project as well. That'll be interesting to see him talk. And then as our keynotes, we have Matt Rhodes from the John Birch Society as well. So if you're interested in New Hampshire independence and you want people to want to learn more about it, come on down to the warehouse this Friday.
Well, first of all, most of our audience isn't going to be coming down because they don't live in New Hampshire. We've got people all over the United States and elsewhere listening. But what I thought was interesting about this is the aspect that there is more than one party basically happening, more than one what could be fairly large gathering occurring on the very same night. So you mentioned that there was like a hot tub party for the Mises Caucus going on somewhere on the seacoast apparently, and then your event is kind of happening in the middle of the state in a town called Weir, New Hampshire, New Hampshire. And so, of course, the other takeaway is that New Hampshire's independence movement is large, it's growing, it's doing things, even though this is quote-unquote downtime because it's an election season. As far as it's election, it's downtime as far as, like, new legislation being put in. That's coming a little bit later this year. But part of this event, as I understand it, Matt, is to get the state reps to come out, hopefully, and talk to one another. I mean, obviously they encounter one another when they're at the state house, but then they're doing quote-unquote business and, you know, they're focused on certain things. Isn't the idea here to get them together to talk about maybe a strategy for the upcoming legislative session?
That's exactly that. We do have a plan for following all of our speakers to have them all sit down. We've got some space available for us to sit down and strategize and plan and network to go about the best way that New Hampshire can become independent long term. If You've been seeing the news out in Eastern Europe, and the world's in a pretty bad spot right now. And I think we gotta show that we're confident in what we can do for the future for our state.
Yeah, I like this because I think that the New Hampshire Independence PAC has helped ramp things up, and that's what needs to be happening here. The state reps that really put it all on the line last year when they put forward the bill, CACR 32, that was the first ever, this historic bill that, had it passed, would have allowed the people of New Hampshire to actually vote on declaring a peaceful independence from the United States. Unfortunately, it did not pass. We didn't expect that it would, but it did get a conversation started.
Oh, yeah. Like all over the world.
It got the state reps on the record. They had to vote. They were forced to put the put a yes or a no on this thing. So we knew who supported it. We knew who was quietly telling us they supported it, but then didn't actually do anything about it.
Which is important to know.
Yeah, and we know who spoke vociferously against it. And the good news is the biggest person who spoke against it, this young guy, Brody DeShays, lost in the primary this time around.
That's correct.
There's some bad news, though, too. Mike Sylvia, who was the prime sponsor of the bill, also lost.
I think it was unrelated, though. It had way more to do with the huge campaign they ran against him because he tried to audit the Gunstock Mountain.
Which is a state-run ski resort.
Yeah. So they ran a crazy campaign against him. Like, he's an extremist. He's trying to destroy Gunstock.
And the governor himself went on an attack against
Mike Sylvia found out that the governor, Chris Sununu, was laundering money through Gunstock. So,
apparently,
of course he went on the attack.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not all good news, but nobody expected to, to be out as a supporter of secession and not have to take some arrows from the other side.
True.
So it's still...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I just want to say that all of those reps who voted for CACR 32, we have a lot of courage in the State House. And if you do want to see the reps who we've endorsed make it, we will have opportunities to sign up or door knocking for the general election this Friday as well.
Yep, and, cool. And some of the other things that have changed between now and then, your PAC was formed this year. That's something new. That did not exist a year ago. So that, again, shows that things are moving forward. There's new things happening in the area. It wasn't just some sort of one-and-done thing. It's like, okay, well, now we're building on something we created. There was the incident that happened with Karen. A literal Karen had filed a complaint a couple months, several weeks ago at this point, with the Ballot Law Commission. A bunch of us came out to oppose her on that. She was trying to actually get the state reps who had supported independence banned from running for office ever again. She failed at her attempt there, so that was a win on our part. And
that was a great day.
It was a wonderful day, and the video is pretty entertaining, too.
Karen.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Karen's loss in front of the Ballot Law Commission, check it out at nhexit.us. And then, again, building on the courageous state reps that already exist, you have the New Hampshire Foundation for New Hampshire Independence did a really interesting poll this summer that actually was the first ever serious poll that was done about secession. It was all the questions that we wanted to ask people like us instead of what the mainstream media or some mainstream pollster or whatever would cook up. So we actually got the right questions asked and found that it's almost a third of people in New Hampshire already support New Hampshire being an independent nation.
And more than half of Republicans.
Correct. So that to me is a really exciting starting point to keep this ball rolling and gain more momentum and then be able to point to those numbers to those fence-sitting state reps that were too afraid to sign on this time. Maybe we'll be able to persuade some of them. And, of course, the New Hampshire Independence PAC is out there collecting money. They're raising money and they're giving some of that money to these state rep candidates to help them with their campaigns, which of course what a PAC basically exists to do is to promote certain candidates and certain ideas. So can you plug the New Hampshire Independence PAC website, Matt, and whatever else we need to know?
Yep, nipac.org, nhipac.org. We're on Twitter. We're on Gab. Check us out. Feel free to donate. Check out our candidates' websites as well.
That's nhipac.org. And you don't have to be in New Hampshire to contribute to this, right?
That's correct. Got to be in America.
Okay, very good. Thanks for the update here tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. That's Matt. He's one of the guys behind the New Hampshire Independence PAC. Again, hoping to move this ball forward.
It's only the beginning.
Right. Bring some more state reps on board. And, of course, bring more freedom-loving people here to New Hampshire, whether it be as part of the Free State Project or just because you care about liberty. And especially if you care about independence, you really want to be here, because the more people we can get here, the bigger this movement becomes, the more influence that it has, and the sooner we can possibly get out from underneath the crushing boot of the federal government thugs calling themselves the United States of America.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
the show here. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
Don't forget, you can join us anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Lots of features are there. We have our social media site. You can go to social. freetalklive.com, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts of the show there. And it is our site. We run the server. It is not some big tech mega corporation thing. So that means you have way more freedom to express yourself at social.freetalklive.com. Hop on over there. We've been talking about music, musical preferences, what science has to say about it. We can continue down that road. But first, Major Payne is on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
You were talking about also the other shrinking pains. I was thinking about inkflation. You know these store receipts?
Oh, yeah.
Hang on.
Oh, are you saying that the store receipts are getting smaller? Yep.
No. If like you go to Home Depot or wherever and you buy something, you're not quite sure it'll work.
Mm-hmm.
But if that receipt gets exposed to too much heat, like you put it in your wallet or leave it on the dashboard,
well, yeah, they're thermal.
That ink will disappear in like 2 or 3
because it's not—it's not really ink; it's like a thermal thing.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. So
that
money magically disappears.
I think that that is actually part of what they're intending to do is they, and it'll happen
really?
If you just leave it on like your refrigerator or something. It doesn't have
I've
to
never
be
noticed
heated.
That.
I think they just fade over time.
Yeah.
But they're trying to get it to where you can't go get your money back?
That's his theory.
Well, if they can't read the receipt, it's not legible.
You didn't buy it.
Get it emailed.
Yeah, that's an interesting point.
But I called in to defend Nikki a little bit.
All right.
Thank you.
We were all attacking her.
Yeah, I know, you vampires. Behave yourselves. You children play nice. I've told that to many, many kids and many, many crews through the years. Anyway. And I congratulate you and your other brethren for going out and slaying the deer and dragging it home. We all got to do that every damn day.
What?
You know, I was talking about your politicians you was just talking with, how you guys are all getting united and trying to get your poop in a group. And
Yeah.
Gotcha.
They carry their end of the log, so to speak.
Was that what you were calling about?
What were you defending Nikki about?
Oh, well, the first concert... I got another thought about Jimi Hendrix, too, but the first concert I ever saw was in 1972. I was only 12 years old. It was Cheech and Chong.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. Talk about an opening act. How can you trump that for your first concert?
Wow. Now, had you already gotten high at that time, at age 12?
Well, there was a couple of hippies sitting next to me, and they started passing us them their hippie sticks, and so we consumed some...
Hold on. The first time you smoked weed was at a Cheech and Chong concert at the age of 12?
Yes, sir.
That's amazing.
Man, I knew you were cool, but I didn't know you were
cool. That's pretty cool, Major.
Well, we tried the summer before. Freddie, one of my buddies, he discovered Michigan weed. And there ain't no tea in it, I don't think. You can smoke like 5 of them, maybe get a headache. But that didn't work. But, yeah, that was the first time. But anyway, the opening act for them was a group they called the Fluorescent Leech and Eddie. And I know you guys got to be wondering about the Fluorescent Leech. He was a big, very white, pasty, whale-bellied fella. So he'd peel off his shirt, and there's the Fluorescent Leech. And Eddie looked a lot like he could have been one of the Winter Brothers' bastard cousins.
So these were the opening act for Cheech and Chong?
Beard. Huh?
This was the opening act for Cheech and Chong?
Yeah. They later became Flo and Eddie. You want to look them up on the internet.
That sounds kind of familiar, but I don't know a whole lot about them. How about Firesign Theater? Did you ever listen to Firesign Theater back in the day?
Oh. Yeah, most certainly.
Yeah, that stuff was pretty far out, too. Hey, thanks, Major, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. Let's talk to Jessica in Missouri. Jessica. Oh, do we have her still? Jessica going once.
Jessica going twice? She was there, but...
I guess not.
If she's the one I'm thinking of, I liked her, and we haven't heard from her in a while.
She had a really bad connection. Well, like a really, she was standing in a really echoey room, so I asked her if she could move to a different room. So maybe she'll call back when she has a better place that she can stand to talk. So the number here is 603-283-6160. Bonnie, was there more from this story about the science... and the musical preferences that you thought you should share with us?
Yes. It says, while personality may be one determinant of our musical preferences, another could be the context, which makes a lot of sense. Like, you don't want to listen. Like, you guys were saying you like more upbeat music in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Min-Su Park and his colleagues identified temporal patterns in listening behavior. People tend to listen to relaxing music in the evening and energetic music during the day. This fluctuation is almost identical regardless of your cultural location and other demographic information, says Park, assistant professor of social research and public policy at New York University, Abu Dhabi.
A lot of this stuff seems like no-brainer, obvious stuff, right? Like, obviously people are going to be more down-tempo when their rhythms are gearing towards sleep.
It literally... adds up to me as far as when I would start doing Uber Eats in the day and I'd be listening to like Aqua and just like lots of up-tempo things.
Mm-hmm.
And then towards the end of the day, I would just switch on something. I would find myself listening to more calm things like Kacey Musgraves. There is, however, a baseline difference between people from different cultures. In Latin America, people tend to listen to more arousing music compared to other people or people in other regions. And in Asia, they tend to listen to more relaxing music than people in other regions. Mm-hmm. And I gotta say, Asia does relaxing music really well. Like, I started getting into relaxing music earlier this June by hearing old K-pop. Well, old as in, like, early 2000s K-pop. And there's an album called Mellow... dang, I wish I could remember it right now. It has the word mellow in it.
Hmm.
It's just such a good mellow album. I can't understand a word of it, and it's so good.
But it's still considered K-pop?
Yeah, it's pop music. Okay. It's just really mellow.
I was thinking of, like, spa music. You know how they have that, like, Asian-style spa music?
Hmm. It kind
so
of
I'm, like, down tempo. I'm like, yeah, getting a massage, a facial.
The song You Can Fly is on the album.
Okay.
Age and gender are also linked with certain kinds of music. Younger people tend to like intense music, and older people tend to dislike it. Greenberg's research shows, listeners of mellow music are more likely to be women, and listeners of intense music are more likely to be men from the Western Hemisphere.
Okay.
There also are age trends in how people engage with music. In 2013 study determined A 2013 study that examined data from two studies of more than a quarter million individuals showed that young people listen to music significantly more often than do middle-aged adults, and young people listen to music in a wide variety of contexts, whereas adults listen to music primarily in private contexts.
Hmm.
Oh, well, I guess...
you know, like hanging out and listening to music is a really old people thing.
I think it is. Old people always put on the radio and, like, listen to music. Like, boomer generation people, I feel like they always have the radio on.
Well, I mean, she's saying it was, what, quarter million people in that study or something? It was pretty big.
Maybe I just know cool people.
Could be. Well, and people that grew up with, like, the music habit, like rockers or whatever.
Yeah, or, like, putting on records in the living room and stuff.
They probably keep that habit. I don't know. It's interesting, though. More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Healthcare facilities across the country, including some prominent children's hospitals, are scrubbing their websites of information about the trans procedures they perform on minors. At least 21 hospitals have recently made changes to the sections of their website describing their gender-related activities. Elon Musk is planning to go through with the deal to buy Twitter. The Tesla CEO agreed to buy Twitter earlier this year for $44 billion, but changed course and tried to back out of the deal. Now, Twitter says its intention is to close the deal at $54.20 per share. New York Yankee slugger Aaron Judge is now the all-time single-season home run leader in the American League after hitting number 62. Judge broke his tie with Roger Maris after a homer against the Texas Rangers in his first at-bat of the second game of a doubleheader in Arlington. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and please enjoy the features you'll find there for free. We've got RSS feeds. You can follow our podcast, subscribe to it on your favorite podcast client. You can find that link over at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com, as well as links to some of the major platforms that we're also on, like iHeartMedia or I think Spotify and those sorts of things. They're there as well. Once again, that's feeds.freetalklive.com. We got Jessica back on the line here, hopefully in Missouri. Jessica, are you with us?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can actually hear you. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I wanted to bring up the subject of food stamps, one of the more popular, I guess, entitlement programs, being as that we, the taxpayers, pay for the food people on food stamps get, which, by the way, is better than what I get. They can, with those food stamps, buy steaks and chops and shrimps and all this stuff, and I can't get that on my income.
Right.
But anyway, I think that we, the taxpayers that pay for that, we should have a say in what they can buy on food stamps.
Yeah, that's not an unreasonable position to come from. Obviously, I don't think they should exist at all. I think that people that are in need of help should go to charitable organizations like, you know, the Salvation Army or
There'd be a ton of them if people weren't being stolen from. There'd be way more charity organizations than exist now because people are stolen from already. So why would they feel they have to create or...
A lot of people on food stamps sell the food stamps to other people for money, cash money, so they can buy drugs and stuff.
Absolutely.
But I think that really, if you're on food stamps, you shouldn't be able to buy donuts and cakes and puddings and sugary stuff.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Cause you to have all kinds of diabetes that we're going to have to pay for. Your Medicaid.
Well, the government doesn't want to do that because people who are just eating a bunch of sugar and soy all day are easy to control because they're unhealthy and dependent and fat.
Well, and that's the whole point of welfare is to make people dependent. And I tell this story all the time. I have one of my very good friends. She is legitimately disabled, and she gets some money from the government. Mm-hmm. She's not allowed to have more, and I forget the actual number, but it's either $2,000 or $5,000. She's not allowed to have that amount of money in her bank account, or else she gets fined by the state. But they're playing it off like them giving her money is helping her. No, it's keeping her poor.
Wow.
It's keeping her dependent on the state. And she got a part-time job. They gave her too many hours. She made too much money. And they fined her $10,000.
Oh, my God.
Holy moly.
But they're helping her, right?
That's
they're helping
insane.
The disabled people and the poor people. No, they're not.
Yeah,
no, they're subjugating the disabled people to abject poverty is what they're doing.
That is so tragic and so sad. And, of course, the more people that are on these systems, the more they want them to grow, and they demand more benefits, and the bureaucrats demand bigger budgets, and they get more people that they want to get hooked on this stuff, and they never get off. And then it becomes a generational problem.
Absolutely it is,
Because the people that are on these programs, well... We were just talking about young people absorbing the musical preferences of their parents. Well, guess what? They also, in a lot of cases, absorb the financial preferences and beliefs of their parents. Not always true, right? Some people growing up in a household with loser parents will rise above their station and maybe be motivated by their parents being, you know, shiftless losers and make something out of their lives. But in a lot of cases, they see the gravy train. They're like, oh, why should I work when I can just get paid and not work? Jessica, anything else you want to share about it?
No, that's pretty much it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call tonight. But, yeah, I mean, the point, I think, was really clear that it doesn't matter if you put restrictions, right? Like she was talking about putting restrictions on what these people can buy.
Yeah, you can sell them, you know.
That's how they get around it. So, you give me a food stamps worth, I don't know what they even are, like $200, $500, $1,000?
It depends how many kids you have.
Yeah, so you get $1,000 worth of food stamps, you sell it on the black market for 50%.
And then you're getting meth with it.
And then you can buy junk food or meth or alcohol.
Yeah, and your kids still aren't eating.
Right. So that's why, again, abolishing these systems is the only way to move forward. And that is the most compassionate thing to do, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Some people out there might be saying, well, you don't care about people. You don't want to help them. No, no, no. The idea is to actually get them help from people who really care about them.
Yeah.
Like people that, you know, whether it be a church group, and again, Salvation Army is a religious group. And that said, you know, you can quibble about their religious beliefs if you want to, but the fact is they help a lot of people.
Well, you wouldn't have to quibble about the religious beliefs if they were just open market on that type of thing and people weren't being stolen from all the time, so that way they could, decide to open their own charitable organizations and things
like
that.
Yeah. There could be an atheist charity.
One?
I don't see them around right now, but maybe they would pop up because a lot of atheists believe in the state, right? For a lot of atheists, the state is their God. They will never admit that, but that is absolutely
true. For a lot of Christians, the state is also their God, and they will never admit that.
That's true.
There's no doubt about it. But the fact is, you know, the Salvation Army and these other groups that have been around, they know what they're doing. They've been doing it for a long time, and they have a system that, you know, it's successful, right, to some extent, at getting people off of these, the reliance on the programs and things like that. You give them a little bit to get them back on their feet, but then you check back in with them. You know, you follow up, whereas a state program is like, oh, did you fill out the forms correctly?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's your check.
Well, and I remember being a kid, and we would do a food drive every year, and we would take all of the non-perishables that we didn't want to eat or whatever, clear out our cabinets from all the extra stuff, send it in, and there
To the food bank, the local food bank?
Yep, and there were a lot of families that did that. So I'm sure, and obviously that's not fresh produce, but I'm sure, you know, so much fresh produce gets thrown away from the grocery store. So there are creative ways where people can get access to food if they are hungry. We don't need food stamps. We don't need EBT cards. And, you know, people don't need to be collecting money from the state.
We just don't need to be stolen from to help these people. That's all.
And that was my next point. Like, the state also doesn't need to be collecting money from me.
The local food bank here, as I understand it, if you walk in there and you tell them that you need help, you'll walk out with a box full of food.
Yep, that's true.
I mean, it is just...
No questions asked. They don't like, can I see your W-2? No. How much... Like, give me a pay stub or something. You know, they don't care.
And they do dinners, I think, regularly there. I think there's maybe one night a week that they don't do it, last I heard. So their hot dinners are available there for people that need it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some people will take advantage of that.
But I'm sure it's a low amount of people taking advantage.
Because if you can afford it, why would you want to just eat, whatever they're handing out?
There's also a stigma associated.
Yeah, there is. And it's just, either way, it's just a warm meal. Like, whether you're, you know, it's like, what level of destitute makes you deserve a hot meal?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
If you want to weigh in and your thoughts on welfare, feel free. The number 603-283-6160. Maybe you've been on it and you got off and you want to talk about what that experience was like and maybe how difficult the system actually made it through their incentives and their disincentives that they sort of program into it. Feel free to join us at 603-283-6160. But the best solution is to get rid of government welfare, get rid of the coercion, and as Bonnie points out, that may actually result in more choices. Like, for instance, in Keene, it's a town of 18,000, 20,000 something people. There's only one food bank. There doesn't probably need to be more than one, but maybe there would be, you know, perhaps. Or maybe more people would just donate more to the existing facility. Maybe more people would be generous because they knew. Because some people use the government as their excuse to not give to charity. It's like,
I voted Democrat for the common good. I'm getting taxed, so the government's taking care of that.
In fact, there have been studies that have shown that, whether you believe it or not, supposedly people on the right are more generous than people that are on the line.
I've seen it firsthand.
The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join the show. You can talk about welfare, music, whatever is on your mind here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live that are coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open and you can join us here if whatever is on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. The moments remain, but enough time for your thoughts. Whether you want to talk about people and their musical preferences or whatever, it's where we've been talking about. But I think we got through that story. Did you ladies have anything further you wanted to say about it?
Probably not. No, I think we covered it pretty well.
I know that both of you are very concerned with eating well. You guys look at, you know, food labels. You're very concerned with getting the right stuff in your body. And
it's just bad, Dave, that you keep saying that about me because I was drinking a Red Bull at the beginning, and I never do.
Bonnie's being naughty today.
I was being naughty, and now I'm about to eat some lo mein.
It's all right. You're allowed to have this.
There's nothing wrong with Chinese food. Chinese food's not bad for you.
Okay, Ian.
MSG is not what they say that it is.
Ian thinks MSG is not bad for you, but at least I got him to stop eating soy and high fructose corn syrup. I'm sure it's in what
it's
we're about
little,
to eat.
It's the little wins, right?
But I honestly, I don't like, I'm not too hard on myself for eating it once in a while.
Yeah, moderation.
So much less than the average person of soy, high fructose corn syrup.
One thing you can't do is rely on the government to tell you what to eat. And, you know, you've looked at, remember when we, I don't know, maybe you guys didn't have this when you were growing up, but when Matt and I, he's in the room, our Thursday night co-host Matt, when we were growing up, they had what they called the food pyramid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they still have that. I think they, like, updated
it upside down, like, 15 years ago or something.
Did
so
they?
It used to be, like, a pyramid where the bottom was the largest
part. Yeah, and it was, like, grains.
Yeah.
Grains, and then fruits and veggies, then meats.
I remember hearing that they flipped it, reversed it or something like that.
So now candy?
They turned it upside down. I don't remember all the details. I just remember hearing that. Well, now the Food and Drug Administration announced new rules for nutrition labels that can go on the front of food packages to indicate that they are, quote-unquote, healthy. Under the proposals, manufacturers can label their products healthy if they contain a meaningful amount of food from at least one of the food group
groups or subgroups recommended by the dietary guidelines.
So that's bagels, dumb. Healthy, because it's bread.
I mean, like, you could say literally any food is healthy then. Well, even they've been doing it for years with the, like, low-fat, low-calorie diet food.
Yeah,
really, it's, like, super toxic, and it actually makes you bloated, and, yeah.
I noticed on the hot fries, the Andy Caps hot fries that I brought home for Ian, just because I wanted to get Ian something, it says low-fat on it.
Yeah, low fat.
High sodium.
Yeah, not good for you, food, no doubt.
No.
Libertariat, by the way, in our chat room at chat.freetalklive.com, points out that they didn't turn the pyramid upside down. It is now a plate.
Yeah, it's my plate, and that's what I, yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't even seen the my plate.
Yeah, so I think they rolled that out probably while I was still in school, but I do remember the pyramid. I was, like, in school for that switch, and it's just, and it kind of does, I guess the my plate makes a little bit more sense, because it shows you how to portion your food. I think it's pretty accurate, but what they're missing is all of the little details, right? So, like, soy, I mean, they're still telling people that vegetable oil is healthy, where it gets rancid on the shelves, and it's super toxic for your body. Seed oils are super toxic. All of these things are actually carcinogenic. They're giving people cancer. All of the genetic modification, all of the pesticides, and the weird chemicals they're putting in our food, my plate addresses none of that.
Well, because they don't want to go against the big box manufacturers.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Those are the people that pay their they give the donations to the politicians.
Because corn oil and soy oil is subsidized. And
too, right?
And everything.
So they must also adhere. So now they're talking about labeling things as healthy. They're talking about giving these same corporations the ability to put the word, quote-unquote, healthy on the front of their packaging.
That's ridiculous. At least, like, some people will be able to see through that and just, like, laugh at their Snicker bar as saying healthy or whatever.
But
I'm sure lots of people won't.
People, I feel like the majority of people don't even care. They don't care if stuff's healthy. The majority of people eat McDonald's every day, and so if something says healthy, they're completely disregarding the labels and the nutrition facts altogether. I firmly believe the majority of people don't care about how much protein they're getting in a day. They don't care about how much sugar or salt is in their food. They just eat whatever they want.
There are going to be some people that will look at it and say, oh, well, this is healthy,
and
that's as far as they're going to go.
Like, when I was a kid, I remember us starting to eat margarine, and my mom eating, I can't believe it's not butter, because she wanted to lose weight.
Ooh.
Yeah, same with my parents. They started drinking skim milk and margarine, and it was a dark time.
They also must adhere to certain limits for certain nutrients, such as saturated fat, sodium, and added sugars. For example, a cereal would need to contain 3/4 ounce of whole grains and no more than 1 gram of saturated fat, 230 milligrams of sodium, and 2.5 grams of added sugars per serving for the food manufacturer to be able to use the word healthy on the label. The labels are aimed at helping consumers more easily navigate nutrition labels and make better choices at the grocery store. The proposed rule would align the definition of the healthy claim with the current nutrition science they claim, and the nutrition facts label that's apparently been updated, and the current dietary guidelines for Americans. According to the FDA, the agency is also developing a symbol that companies can voluntarily use to label food products that meet the federal guidelines for the term healthy.
It's the same thing as organic. It's like, if you pay us some money,
then you can do it.
This is organic.
Yeah. The announcement came ahead of Wednesday's White House Conference on Hunger, Nutrition, and Health. It was the first of its kind since 1969. Well, you know the government cares. They're going to talk about hunger, nutrition, and health. And you know what? You shouldn't believe a word these people say.
No, absolutely not.
They have all the wrong interests. They have all the moneyed interests behind them. And these people are just, they're concerned with control. They're not concerned with
your health.
It's also ironic that a bunch of, like, fat, unhealthy people are going to tell me what's healthy.
That, like, is funny, isn't it? Like, bureaucrats are known for being overweight.
Yeah.
Tax feeders.
And how many times have we seen these images of these health, quote-unquote, health ministers
and they're, like, obese.
Humongously obese.
Yeah.
And just, like, look unhealthy, like, just in the eyes.
Considering you're 500 pounds, I'm going to take no advice from you ever.
Let's go to the phones here. I think we have Jack on the line in Washington State. Go ahead, Jack.
Just a short statement. I like 60s, 70s, 80s hit music mainly.
Okay.
But can you hear me?
We got you loud and clear.
Yeah, Lady Gaga's Bad Romance. I mean, I went golfing with my buddies. You know, we're just rocking that stuff.
That's a great golf song.
A great song in general.
It is.
Something you said is interesting to me, because one thing about a lot of music that is outside of the genres that I listen to is, like, I like a lot of hits, but then I won't be able to get into the rest of it at all. So, like, I like the song Closer by Nine Inch Nails a lot, but I would never listen to any other song by them. I don't know why. Like, if there's something about that song, it's like a hit, and I'll listen to that. There's lots of bands like that where I love a hit by them and would never listen to it. Like, if I even tried to listen to something else by them, I'm just turned off. And I think it has something to do with, like, I just want to relate to the band, but I can once in a while identify a hit song that's just, like, perfect, you know, a masterpiece, like Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
Jack, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I like Nine Inch Nails, but, you know, I don't even, only song I know is the one that Johnny Cash covered.
Hurt?
Down.
Yeah.
They covered Johnny Cash, or Johnny Cash covered Nine Inch Nails?
Covered Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, I thought he was, like, dead.
Well, this was a while ago, but it feels like a Johnny Cash song, and even the lead singer of Nine Inch Nails, I forget his name, but this is a Johnny Cash song. Like, he did it so good that even Nine Inch Nails was like, yeah,
we give it up,
his song.
Thanks, Jack, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. So one more interesting point here from the story at MSN. What constitutes quote-unquote healthy food is, of course, a thorny topic among nutrition experts. With foods high in what many scientists call good fats, such as those that contain almonds or avocados, be deemed unhealthy, whereas artificially sweetened fruit snacks or reduced fat sugary yogurts.
I see too many fat girls putting fruit snacks in their shopping carts because they think it's healthy. Oh, it has fruit in it.
Do they?
I think it's constantly.
Honestly, it just sounds like natural selection, kind of. It's like, if you think that's healthy, then have fun being healthy.
Yeah, and if you think you can trust the FDA and the federal government to know what's right for you, remember, these are the same people that wanted to put an experimental vaccine into people's arms.
Well, the same people that wanted to put the experimental vaccine into their bodies because the government told them to do it, that are going to buy things from the middle aisles in grocery stores that just because they say healthy on them.
So do your own research, make up your own mind, and I think more importantly, trust your own body and you know, your own experience, more so than what some expert tells you. See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com.
I'm off to eat a little.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwhayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.